Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Andrei Tarkovsky's existential science fiction film, Stalker. For a science fiction movie, Stalker is certainly an oddity. Released in 1979, loosely based on the short novel Roadside Picnic by Arkady and Boris Strugatsky, and directed by the masterful Russian director Andrei Tarkovsky, Stalker tells the tale of an area in Russia that has been visited by a strange event. It may have been a meteorite that fell, or it might have been an alien visitation. This event created a dangerous area which was cordoned off by the authorities, called the Zone, where few could go. A stalker, a sort of guide who takes people through the traps in the zone, meets up with two men who want to visit the room, a place where wishes come true. One is a professor, a man of reason, and the other a writer, a man of inspiration. The stalker is a man of belief. Very little happens in this movie which lasts more than 2.5 hours except for their trip to the room and their discovery of what they each want from it. Stalker is science fiction only in its premise. There are no aliens, no magic, nothing that would easily be perceived as science fiction. It's a slow movie. Very little happens, and some of the shots are several minutes long. It's a science fiction movie as might have been written by Samuel Beckett. Yet it's a brilliant existential examination of the desires of men and women. At first, the film begins in sepia-toned black and white, but once the characters reach the zone, the film changes to color. Just as Oz was in color, so was the zone. The zone is located outside an industrialized city and is full of the detritus of modernity. Yet Tarkovsky films these banal cast-off items with the beauty that he showed in all his films. Some of the shots are breathtakingly haunting, yet there's nothing special in them. In one prescient shot near the end of the movie, the stalker can be seen returning to his home with his wife and his daughter, and across the river a power plant is seen. These days, the zone could be the area surrounding Chernobyl. There is no devastation, simply signs of nature taking over human artifacts. Stalker took 2 years to shoot. The first year's footage was lost, apparently because it was an experimental film stock that couldn't be developed. Tarkovsky then started over, reshooting the entire movie over another year. I first saw Stalker in the early 1980s at a retrospective of movies by Wim Wenders in New York. Wenders had made a selection of films to be shown with his movie, and preceding his Kings of the Road was Stalker and John Ford's The Searchers. All three of these movies are quests, searches for people or ideas, and the very long program that day, more than 7 hours, was an extraordinary example of three different approaches to the quest movie. Since then, Stalker has been one of my favorite films. Stalker is a truly unforgettable movie by one of the great directors of the 20th century. His life and career were too short, but his films are all masterpieces. One note, author Jeff Dyer has written an entire book about Stalker called Zona, a book about a film about a journey to a room. In this book, he looks at the film shot by shot, discussing the story, the production of the film, and much more in interesting digressions. Stalker is available in a recent restoration as part of the Criterion Collection. Stalker, links in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.